Well, thank you to the praise band and for the choir that's out there for singing God's praises. It's really lifts us as we come to look at God's word this morning. I've got a wee note here, switch on the mic. I'm paranoid, I don't switch on the mic. Maybe you'll be thinking, switch off the mic as it comes. And feel free to put your sunglasses on for this shirt that I've got on. Might be a bit bright for some of you, but it's got a great message on. What an amazing God we serve. That's what I want to say this morning. What an amazing God we serve. When I was looking and preparing for this morning, which is the last in our series on No Offense, I wanted to bring some positivity to the start of the message. And in this week, what a horrible week it's been for the people of Ukraine. The world looks on and we're in such anguish at what's unfolding across the world. But I want to bring positivity. So on the screen, there should be a verse, and this is what it says. It's from 2 Corinthians 6:17, and it says, "So we have stopped evaluating others from a human point of view." Well, very often we evaluate from a human point of view. But as believers in Christ, we've got to have a change of mindset. At one time, we thought of Christ merely from a human point of view. How differently we know him now. This means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. And we're going to hang on to that and we'll come back. We'll refer to it later on. We'll look at different aspects of it. Here's a question for you this morning to get a wee bit of interaction. Which do you choose when someone asks the following, good news or bad news first? I'm sure we've had those who are parents have had our children come in and say after school, do you want the good news or the bad news? And we opt for one or the other. So let's have a show of hands. Who's wanting the good news first? If I was to say that to you today, what's the good news? Who's wanting the good news first? One brave soul, another one up there. Three. All right. So the vast majority want the bad news. Who wants the bad news? Get it over and done with, and then we can deal with the good news and we look forward to something. Well, in a personality and social psychology bulletin in 2013, 9 years ago, it was stated that the majority of people, when asked, would want the good news first rather than the bad news. They wanted something to build them up before they got hit by the bad news. Any doctors in the house? Always one there, okay. I hope this maybe not apply to you, but there's a illustration of a doctor who didn't adopt this approach. And he was speaking to his patient. He was doing his rounds in the morning, and he had the diagnosis of the gentleman's condition. And he says, I'll give the bad news first. Let's sort that out first. So what he said to the man was, you will have to have both legs amputated. That was the bad news. The man was absolutely shocked. But the doctor, with a smile on his face, he said this, but here's the good news. The man in the next bed wants to buy your slippers. It's always a balance, isn't it? The good news and the bad news. The bad news to share with you this morning is that each and every one of us sitting here, doesn't matter how old we are, we have a hidden emotion. And if it's left unchecked, unmonitored, if we don't keep it in line, it can have devastating consequences to those around about us, for those in our families, our friendships, our work. The emotion that is highlighted today is bitterness. And it's been described as the following, a complex, multi-layered emotion described as a mixture of. Now, if you've got your hands, four fingers, one thumb, how many of these can you identify with that you've experienced? Maybe this week, maybe in weeks gone by. Disappointment. Have you experienced disappointment? Maybe there's a thumb popping up or a finger popping up. Have you experienced disgust? Have you experienced anger? The events of this week. Have you experienced fear? Which of us here hasn't experienced any of these? I'm sure we could fill up the fingers and thumbs. in our last week or weeks gone past. But the reality is we will be exposed to it maybe on a daily basis.